Electric Ladyland was a major turning point for Jimi Hendrix, both personally and artistically. For one thing, the sessions marked the end of his relationship with Chaz Chandler.
When we started on the Electric Ladyland album, I might as well have not been sitting there. He wasn't listening. And so I just said, well, I'm not going to sit around for the ride, you know. I'd rather be doing something that I feel I'm a part of, you know.
There were problems with Jimmy and Noel as well, as Mitch explains.
By that time, we were spending so much time in studio, or beginning to, because as you say, you know, we were starting to make some kind of money that we could afford to indulge ourselves. And Jimmy would always indulge himself in studio anyway. And Noel wasn't particularly happy with the amount of time being spent in the studio.
Something like that, you know. Lord. Huh? Test it. Lord, I'm a voodoo child. Wait.
If Noel was frustrated by the number of hours being spent in the studio, he was even more unhappy with the idea of other musicians sitting in on the sessions.
We all got to play with as many different kinds of musicians as possible. And it was always encouraged. I mean, I shared a flat for a time with Tony Williams from Miles Davis. And I got him to play with Jimmy. Unfortunately, it didn't work out too well. But at least people would give each other a try. I went on to some work with Larry Curry Hell. That's the same period of time as Electric Ladyland. We just go and try and feed off other musicians. And we come back and work with each other and see what we learned.
Outskirts of infinity, and when he brought me back, he gave me Venus, which is green. We'll be right back.
Voodoo Child, featuring Steve Winwood on organ and the Jefferson Airplane's Jack Cassidy on bass. Now, there were other friends and passengers on Electric Ladyland. Mike Finnegan on organ, Buddy Miles on drums, Al Cooper on piano. But the captain on this particular journey was Jimmy himself, as he explained in an interview conducted shortly after the album's release.
Yeah, well, actually, we was getting our things together in other two times, you know, with Axis and with our experience. But most of those were, like, predominantly handled by Chaz and all that. But this is the first time I did it by myself completely.
It's said to have been very expensive, $70,000, is that true?
Yeah, it was about $60,000, I guess, you know. But well, yeah, it was really expensive because, like, we was recording and we was playing at the same time, which is very, it's a whole lot of strain on you. So therefore, we have to always go back in the studio again and redo what we might have done two nights ago, you know. It was really hard to do because, like I said before, we was working at the same time, and that's twice as much strain.